are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The only doctor on air that sits here and answers your medical questions, takes your comments, takes your critiques, takes your emails, but also gives you the latest scoop on everything. And you get my medical point of view. All for free, people, for free. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any medical questions, anything you want to ask, call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the medical headlines today was a woman apparently died of a heart attack after her gynecologist kind of botched her, I believe she was having a hysterectomy. This was a pretty scary case. It didn't happen here in the States. From what I think, it happened in Great Britain. But apparently, Surinder Venablase, I guess, oh, no, she was having a couple cysts removed at Basil Dawn Hospital. But her doctor, Dr. Nicholas Papanicolaou, not to be confused with the Dr. Papanicolaou that created the pap smear. Right, pap smear is named after Dr. Papanicolaou, but that's a different Papanicolaou. This doctor is Dr. Nicholas Papanicolaou. Well, you wonder if they're related. And apparently he had mistakenly removed part of her bowel. Now, the 49-year-old woman had been stabilized after the procedure, but she suffered from complications and then died a month later. They say that the doctor did not warn the patient of the risks involved, did not carry out the procedure correctly, failed to recognize his mistakes. This resulted in her death. And apparently this has gone to a hearing. He also, I guess, has left swabs in other patients. And he's also being accused of failing to carry out vital cesarean sections, which could have possibly led to a stillbirth. I don't know much about this doctor, but from what I understand, he is being investigated now. And unfortunately, this woman died. Now, you know, how does that happen? How does somebody accidentally take out part of the bowel? Now, I mean, you wonder, I mean, healthy bowel is pretty easy to see. I mean, you know, when you go in and you operate, you got the uterus, you got the ovaries. Now, remember, bowels are all over the place. Okay, there's intestines all over the place, and they keep getting in the way. You know, because there's so much intestines in so short, small a space, which is why people get hernias so easily. Hernias are where you have weakness in the abdominal wall, such that part of the bowel pokes through, okay, because there's only so much pressure that the abdominal wall can put, kind of keep all those feet and feet of bowel, small intestine, large intestine, etc. And so, I guess your body has to have a certain type of pressure. If not, even when you're going in to operate and you're using these little openings that are maybe an inch or two wide, usually like to put, if you're doing like an arthroscopic surgery, where you use a scope, laparoscopic surgery, you'll put in a little camera, you'll put in, if you put in a little camera, you usually don't have to cut more than about an inch, you know, to get this through. Actually, even smaller. You could actually put that in smaller. But so the bowel will just sit and fall, and the bowel will keep getting in the way. Now, there's ways for them to push it away so they have now a nice area to work as they're trying to remove cysts, etc. But they're saying that he mistook it for abnormal tissue. Now, if this was normal, healthy bowel, that should hit in the face, literally. All right. If not, then you wonder, well, was there something wrong with the bowel or did she have something cancerous? What's going on? But they're saying that it was surgical error. Pretty scary stuff. Now, some people will ask me, well, how do I know if I have a good surgeon? Okay. Well, you know, the medical board is always watching. You know, I mean, the medical board does oversee all. I'm a huge fan of the medical board. They don't really get into your face too much, but they do their job. They do what they're supposed to do. So if there are complaints or issues that have happened, it usually goes to the board. And the medical board will answer your questions, or they sometimes have on their website a list of, you know, the doctors that have been censured or fined, et cetera, and what they were fined for. So you could always do research there. Okay. Also, word of mouth. Right. But, you know, people do make mistakes. I mean, it happens and it's scary. I know we've been using robotic I guess, robots for prostatectomies and hysterectomies. I mean, now they have robots that can do anything. They could go in and up orifices, etc. Still has to be supervised by man. You know, just like LASIK. LASIK is being done through this machine. It's an apparatus that does it. But it has to, again, be overseen by a human. So humans are involved, okay? Don't just rely on a robot, please. Okay, we all saw WALL-E. Just, you know, yeah, but, you know, we've talked about how to avoid surgical mistakes, like cutting off the wrong leg. I told you guys to take a permanent marker, draw all over your body, say, not this side, this side. Okay, you don't want to just put it on the side, because if that's covered up while they're preparing the other side, they won't see it. So you need to write on the opposite side, not this side. Okay, you know, there's things like that. You want to, you know, you want to talk to the surgeon, make sure he doesn't look like he's inebriated, incoherent. Usually the surgeons, they come and they talk to you and they ask you if you have any questions and calm your fears. So right before surgery in the pre-op, very comfortable time, you know. Anesthesiologist talks to you, surgeon talks to you, then he says he's going to go wash up. Always important, you want to make sure the surgeon is going to go scrub. So the surgeon says, I'm going to go scrub. You're like, that's great, see you on the other side, and then you go in for your surgery. But it's a shame that something like this could happen. We talked about Great Britain today because there was a story that surfaced saying many doctors in Great Britain will prescribe placebos. Now, placebos, like we talked about, are medicines that don't have an active ingredient. And they say that 12% of doctors in Great Britain have used quote-unquote pure placebos like sugar pills or saline solutions that have no active ingredients at all. Okay? And, you know, it makes you kind of wonder, well, what's going on? Are people getting duped? Are they trying to save money? Or is their goal to have a person feel better with the least amount of side effects? And so it's been intertwined in their practice to give dummy pills. I don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're also going to be talking about this trend of teenagers where they huff and they inhale chemicals, just chemicals in your house. And we've lost two teenage girls, one last week trying to breathe in Freon from an air conditioning unit, another one who was breathing in computer, like a computer duster. You know, those sprays? Scary stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. So, you know, we were talking about earlier the show how, you know, Great Britain has, many of the doctors have admitted to using placebos, telling patients to use some nutritional over-the-counters rather than prescribing them a medication. And from what I understand, the government's looking into that. They were kind of shocked that most of the UK doctors have admitted at one point or another to avoid prescribing and recommending something that hasn't been proven to work. And it kind of makes us nervous. For some people, they don't care. They're like, you know what? These pharmaceutical companies make enough money. Why are we kissing their butts? Good for the UK doctors. That's why socialized medicine is wonderful. I don't say that, but that's what some of you are saying. Well, you know, the reason why I will clue you in on what's happening across the pond and in Europe is because many people want to use what's going on in Europe as a barometer for our healthcare system. And I get very, very nervous, all right, when you hear things like this happen in the UK, where they're going to be trying to push placebos. Okay, I mean, why? Why are they pushing dummy pills? We talked about placebos. Whenever you have a, whenever you do a study to see if a drug works, you have a group of people take the drug and a group of people think they're taking the drug, but it's not a real drug. It's a dummy pill. Won't hurt them, but it just doesn't have the active ingredient. And then some people in the study, even on placebo, will say, wow, I got better. All right. But the majority of the people don't, because we're trying to prove that the first pill, you need the active ingredient. So let's say if 90% of the first group said they did great, yet 10% of the placebo group, they did great, they may roughly say, all right, so it still looks 80% effective. I'm just roughing the math, okay? Well, in Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act, they really turned the screws on the pharmaceutical companies. And many people welcomed it. They were like, yay, you know, drugs cost too much, that's fine. I, though, looked at the whole economic picture and the whole research picture, and I got a little nervous. Well, today we find out that AstraZeneca is going to be cutting a tenth of its workforce over the next 3 years and going to cut jobs by 5,000. So 5,000 people are now going to be joining the unemployment lines. Not something we needed, especially for those of you trying to look for a job as it is. And what AstraZeneca is going to do is focus its research away from medicines to treat infections. Now, I was just interviewed by one of the local TV stations on these superbugs. Now, one problem we're having with superbugs is these bacteria are outsmarting other bugs. They're outsmarting other bugs. They're outsmarting the current antibiotics. So I was asked by the news team, are pharmaceutical companies working on newer antibiotics? And I couldn't answer that because we're starting to see downsizing. Remember, if these pharmaceutical companies aren't going to make money on the new drugs because Obamacare is going to cut their profits, why the hell should they spend millions upon millions of dollars making the drug? All right, we don't have Z-Pax and Avalox and Levaquin because somebody out of the goodness of their heart wanted to make it. Making drugs is a money-making business. And if a company is not going to make money, they're not going to make the drug. They say the beleaguered Anglo-Swedish pharmaceutical group announced a $2.3 billion charge to cover costs of reducing its headcount. By 5,000 people, expressed confidence it would significantly beat consensus forecasts of revenues. Bottom line, it also pledged to re-examine incentives to the management, so they're going to probably stop a lot of the bonuses. I want to know, though, what they're going to plan then on researching. The company says it's going to focus research and development on three diseases: respiratory, inflammation, and autoimmunity. Cardiovascular and metabolic disease. It'll also reduce emphasis on infection, vaccines, and neuroscience with investments that are more opportunity-driven. So how I look at this is these immunotherapy medications, like for psoriasis, for rheumatoid arthritis, there's a demand. And insurance companies are forced to pay the higher amounts on those medications. Well, when it comes to blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotics, there's cheaper medicines out there. So a pharmaceutical company has to bust their butt hoping somebody will pay more money for the brand name. Now, pharmaceutical companies would do that by giving us samples. It was great. You get samples. You could try the patient out on the sample. If they like it, do well, they go and buy the prescription. Now, that was in theory how samples were supposed to work. Most doctors gave the samples to people that didn't have insurance, and then they would, for people who did have insurance, write out the medication. So, pharmaceutical companies do lose money when it comes to samples, but it's all part of the marketing. If you took an Omnicef years ago when it wasn't generic, and Omnicef worked, hopefully you'll be more likely to go to your doctor saying, I want Omnicef. So it was all marketing, okay? But once Obamacare came into play, you started to see a drastic decrease in samples, okay? Many cholesterol medications went off patent, and they went generic, like Lipitor. Boy, were we flooded with Lipitor samples. That was nice. My patients were really happy with that. But once Lipitor went generic, now these generic companies can make Lipitor. So if they can make Lipitor generically, atorvastatin, pharmaceutical company, they're not making money now as much on the brand name. So why should they spend money on samples? because if somebody likes their samples, they could go and get the generic. So they're just helping out now the competition. So when you start to see a pharmaceutical company go, you want to know what? I'm going to just pretty much focus our efforts on the medicines we're going to get paid for. We're not going to get the desperately needed research we need on these superbugs. Now, hopefully a company will see, oh, great, if nobody else is working on it, I will. All right, and hopefully there will be companies seeing an economic opportunity for them to do it. But for those of you who thought Obamacare was going to help the situation, no, sorry. Okay? It's not. I need to know that we have drugs out there that are going to be fighting that Enterobacter we talked about that's in the hospitals, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, the MRSA. We've got some real, real nasty bugs out there, and I need to know that a company is going to be doing it. But if their R&D department is not going to be incentivized, it's not going to happen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's look at what happened in Great Britain. Researchers at the English Universities of Oxford and Southampton found that the vast majority of GPs have been using impure placebos or unproven treatments. These include low doses of effective medications, antibiotics for viral infections, nutritional supplements not shown to help a particular condition. They say 12% of doctors just outright gave sugar pills or saline solutions with no active ingredients at all. They surveyed 783 doctors. Now, administering placebos, according to Google News, says it does contradict ethical guidelines set out by the General Medical Council. Now, placebos, like I said, you know, the psychological benefit may help people, but imagine if you have an infection and you're given a placebo. They say more than 90% of doctors objected to placebo use, where it could endanger the trust between patient and doctor. 80% said they opposed it when deception was involved, but only 80%. A 2008 U.S. survey focused on rheumatologists and internal medicine practitioners found that half used placebos. The British Medical Association, again, says it opposes the use. I don't know exactly what the intentions are. It was a small sample size. Do they not want the patient on pain pills? And so they're prescribing a medication that may not be as effective to hopefully get people off the pain pills. I don't know. But when, you know, they're talking about, you know, antibiotics for viral conditions, that's something we do here, people. How many of you were given a Z-Pak because the doctor was tired of you arguing how you want an antibiotic, so he didn't think you needed the antibiotic, but he gave you the Z-Pak anyway? That happens a lot. I see that in the urgent cares. Okay, they're urgent care. They don't have the luxury of seeing you back and being able to reevaluate you. So if, God forbid, you do have an infection that they miss, many times they'll give the antibiotic. Okay? People don't go to the quick care, urgent care, stand in line for about an hour, hour and a half waiting to get in and just have the doctor go, it's viral. Now, you'd think the doctor's opinion is important, but no, people want something for their money and for their time. So, you know, that happens here in the United States, but the dummy pills or giving saline solution, to me, that is just outright deception. I can't believe it. They say 66% of the respondents to the survey said that pure placebos were ethically acceptable under some circumstances. 33% said no, never acceptable. These impure placebos, which they say also include unnecessary physical exams or blood tests, were deemed acceptable by 84% of the doctors. Now, is that because it's socialized medicine? You know, are they trying to save money? Is it because they can't get the medication to the patient that they want, so they're doing the best they can? That needs to be explained. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had asked me the history of the pap smear. And, you know, I'm a history buff. I love history. And I was in the beginning of the show when we were talking about that Dr. Nicolas Papanicolaou, who had allegedly caused surgical complications that resulted in a woman's dying of a heart attack. We talked about that in the beginning. I said, do not confuse him with Georgios Papanicolaou. Georgios Papanicolaou is the founder of the pap smear. He is the one that invented the pap smear. Makes you wonder why the wife didn't smack him upside the head when she could have, but she didn't. So, just a little bit of history on the father of the pap smear. Apparently, he studied at the University of Athens. He received his medical degree in 1904. Yes, back in 1904, they didn't know about women's gynecological issues. I actually have a vaginal speculum from the early 1900s. It's kind of close to what we use these days. Don't worry, I cleaned it. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, he then got his PhD from the University of Munich in Germany. So this guy was a, I know many of us hate him, but honestly, the pap smear has saved lives. Okay? We really should give this guy his due. In 1910, Papanikolaou, after he spent time in the universities in Germany, returned to Athens and he got married to Andromache Mavrogeni. Okay? I don't think she was as involved with the whole pap smear invention as I think she should have been, but she kind of, I think, butted out and, you know, supported him. Then, I guess they departed from Monaco, and he worked for the Oceanographic Institute of Monaco. I'm getting this from his biography on Wikipedia. This is some pretty interesting stuff. Then he came to the United States, and this is where the work began. In 1993, he came to the United States to work in the Department of Pathology at New York Hospital and then Cornell. He first reported that uterine cancer could be diagnosed by a vaginal smear, and this happened back in the roaring 20s, 1928. But people didn't recognize the brilliance of that, and it took a while until 1943. There was a publication with Herbert Trout on diagnosis of uterine cancer by the vaginal smear. This is a very interesting book, guys. I guess it goes through vaginal smears, cervical smears, other cytology, changes of the uterus, and thus his quote-unquote smear that would look at the cervix that could pick up things from the uterus, etc., was better known as the Papanikolaou test. Okay, even in Mexico, they don't call pastor, they call it a Papanikolaou. So they call it a Papanikolaou test, or better known as pap smear, pap test. Now, he later in the 1960s moves to Miami, still works, but then dies at age 62. I mean, dies in 1962 at age 78. He did receive an award, the Albert Lasker Award for Clinical Medical Research, and like I said, has been probably... His name has probably been on the tip of many people's tongues as they discuss how they have to go to the gynecologist now and get pap smears. Thank you, Dr. Papanikolaou. Thank you very much. No, but honestly, the idea that you could find cervical cancer, you could diagnose uterine cancer. We even picked up an ovarian cancer by a pap smear once because the cells traveled down into where we would take the specimen. It's life-saving. It's a crappy test that we don't like to get done, but it's a very valuable test. We actually don't do a pap smear anymore. We have to call it a pap test because we really don't smear anything on a slide. What we used to do is take a sample, then would take a slide and would smear it on there. And then the pathologist would look at it. Now, many of us use this thin prep. We use this cytology fixative. So we plunge the brushes into that. And then I guess the pathologist look at that on a slide. So we don't even call it a pap smear anymore. So we don't do pap smears. And actually, Dr. Papanikolaou was honored by the U.S. Postal Service with a 13-cent stamp. So in 1978, he had a stamp. I mean, that's how much America loves their pap smears. They do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to talk about this next case. Okay. You know, many people are concerned because there was a study that came out saying antidepressant use could cause autism in kids. And so many women now are not allowed to take their antidepressants before conceiving, or, if they think they're going to conceive soon, of course, or once we find out that they are pregnant, we take them off their antidepressants. Again, the main issue for that was the link in autism. A study, though, today says it doesn't hurt infant growth. Previous research suggested that these antidepressants could slow infant growth. And so that's why, you know, again, we have to avoid women being on them. But they said, no, Northwestern University researchers found infants born to mothers who were taken Paxil, Prozac, etc. during pregnancy, the SSRIs had a similar weight, length, and head circumference over the first year as babies born to mothers who did not. Infants whose mothers took antidepressants might have appeared shorter, a little bit smaller, but they say that difference vanished by the time they were 2 weeks old. Investigators also found that the growth of infants born to depressed women who did not take SSRIs, same as the general population. So you don't have to do the baby a favor medicating the mom if she has depression. Now, if you do have a mom that has depression, you want to watch her very closely, because postpartum depression could come on very fast and very aggressively. Mom's not getting sleep, the big hormone change. I am, though, concerned that a lot of my patients who have been taking these medications for years now have to abruptly stop. One of my patients said she just couldn't handle it. She got through it, but she couldn't handle it. Again, I mean, we're talking about an innocent baby. So I commend the unselfishness that these moms are doing. But I do empathize with them that that must be difficult. It must be hard. All right? But it just reminds us that these medicines always aren't safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Deep Throat star Harry Reems has died at age 65. After he did pornography, Deep Throat, I guess 1972 movie, I didn't see it, I was 1 year old at the time. He had a pretty successful career in the adult film industry, and then I believe he was addicted to alcohol. He had died of pancreatic cancer, had a long battle with pancreatic cancer from what we understand. He then became religious, he found God, and then he had been working at Salt Lake City as a real estate agent. Okay, his wife, Jeannie Sterrett, has reported his death. She said he suffered from multiple medical issues, including pancreatic cancer. You know, many of us are kind of spooked out by pancreatic cancer, gallbladder cancer. We were talking about it during the first hour. There is a link between alcohol and pancreatic cancer, but not all people that get pancreatic cancer drink alcohol. We discussed how, you know, signs of pancreatic cancer, esophageal cancer, gastric cancer, GI cancer, can mimic normal types of issues, normal types of, like heartburn, you know, normal types of symptoms, not normal, but common symptoms. So people don't think to get it looked at. And then unfortunately, by the time pancreatic cancer is found or gallbladder cancer, et cetera, it's too late. So one recommendation I made in the first part of the show was, please, if you have a symptom that just doesn't go away, get it checked out. I can't stand hearing that people that end up, you know, being afflicted with these types of cancers, all they complained about was, let's say, heartburn for years. Well, so many of us get heartburn that we ignore it. We don't do anything about our heartburn, but what if it really isn't heartburn? Just because you have a pain in your stomach or you feel acid reflux doesn't mean that's all that's going on. It's just heartburn. Maybe you're having that because you have something wrong. See, and I don't want to make you guys paranoid, but it blows my mind when somebody was having a symptom for years and maybe, just maybe, something could have been done early. So signs of pancreatic cancer or gallbladder cancer or stomach cancer, kind of the same. Your appetite could come and go. You could have abdominal pain. You could have acid reflux. You could be losing weight. You could be feeling fatigued. Just, you know, get it checked out. It's, have peace of mind. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about these teenagers huffing and killing themselves accidentally. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sorry, I was eating part of my lunch on break. I thought I would have all the food out of my teeth, but I guess I don't. You know, just because you swallow your food doesn't mean you aren't still digesting. You still got pieces up there in the gum. So I apologize. It's actually what I'm eating. I know it's not the healthiest, but I have some leftover Popeye's chicken. So yeah, I'm eating. But the problem is, the only piece left was the breast. See, I eat dark meat. So I already 2-3 days ago had the chicken and I had the thighs and the legs, and the only thing that's left here was the breast. I don't like chicken breast. I think white meat is just too dry. I like the other meat. Well, yeah, true. It's been in my fridge for 3-4 days, but let me smell it. See, doesn't smell spoiled. I mean, the fridge kept it okay for a couple of days. Usually, you don't want to eat leftovers over 2-3 days. Yeah, we talked about that. But the problem is the chicken is dry now that it's getting stuck in my teeth. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very sad case. A California honor roll student, 14-year-old girl, Aria Doherty, was pronounced dead this week and is being examined by the coroner after she was sniffing gas from a can that is a spray to clean computers. I thought that was like air. I don't know what's in those cans. I haven't looked at it, but my husband has it. Like, whenever he needs to dust off the computer, he sprays that. I'm wondering if that's what it is, but I didn't think there was any chemicals in it. And from what we understand, she was trying to use this spray to get high. And who knew? But huffing is a, we had discussed this earlier on the show, huffing is a type of getting high where you use household cleaners, refrigerants, chemicals to get high. You know, so, you know, when in the 80s we were joking about people who were sniffing glue or whiteout, that was very similar to what these kids are doing now. Except what these kids are doing now is they're using bags. It's called bagging, where they put the chemical in the bag and then they, you know, breathe it in, or they soak a cloth. This is scary. They soak a cloth in the solvent and then put it in their mouths to breathe in the fumes. I mean, here we are worried about our toddlers putting refrigerants and solvents and cleaners in their mouth. You got to look at your teenagers, too. Apparently, these chemicals give you a buzz. Now, there was a 12-year-old girl who died in Victorville, California, by huffing Freon. Apparently, she was able to access the Freon at her grandmother's house, the air conditioning units. She ends up passing out and then is pronounced brain dead, and the family had to make a decision of whether to pull the plug or not. So, they say 1 in 5 students, according to inhalants.org, 1 in 5 students has inhaled a chemical to get high. I want to pull up this website here. I want to see what else. I'm sorry, I'm trying to type as I talk. I can't type and talk at the same time. I want to see what else these kids are using. I mean, we know about the liquid paper thing. We know about like nutmeg. Remember, we covered that story where kids were snorting up nutmeg in mom's and dad's cupboard. This was a couple Christmases ago, because they could get high. The National Inhalant Prevention Coalition and National Inhalants and Poisons Awareness Week brought up, I guess. Here they talk about things people could use. Hairspray, rubber cement, spray paint, markers, dust off. So dust off is that spray. Yeah, I think we have dust off to spray off our computers. Air freshener, deodorant, fabric protector, Freon. I talked about nail polish removers, how kids could just go into your nail polish. Paint thinner, toluene, lighter fluid, butane, gasoline, carburetor cleaner. If your kid is spending a lot of time in the garage, it's not because he's cleaning it. Carburetor cleaner, octane booster, dry cleaning fluid, spot remover, degreasers, cooking spray. That spray you use right before you make some eggs and pancakes, yep, they're breathing that in. Whipped cream, well, whippets, you guys know about that. Nitrous oxide, ready whip, propane, helium balloons, ether, chloroform, amyl nitrate, butyl nitrate, poppers, rush, locker room, what's locker room? Solvents, etc. Okay, so the reason why this is something that's so significant to cover is, you know, many of you will say, well, my kids don't do drugs, my grandkids don't do drugs, they're honor students. Well, this honor student was huffing a computer cleaner and kills herself. Okay, I mean, just because somebody's an honor student doesn't mean they don't want to get high. In fact, some of these honor students may be more prone to it because they're trying to prove they're cool. I don't know what this girl was thinking. She probably didn't think it would kill you. If it's something that blows dust away off a computer, how could it possibly kill you? Same thing with the girl that breathed in the Freon. And the reason why this is so important to know is if you think, well, my kid's a good kid, they won't do drugs, or you even drug test the kid and go, Dr. Dahlia, look, no marijuana, no benzodiazepines, the kid is clean. We're not talking now about the illicit drugs. We're talking about common cleaners in the house. Somehow these kids are being encouraged to do this stuff at home by themselves. What is going on in these kids' lives that they have to get high? What is so horrible? Or is it they just want to say that they tried it? Maybe one of the friends said, oh my gosh, it was so amazing. I've never felt that way before, and it's not illegal. Do it. Go grab your parents this and do it. And these kids are killing themselves. Some pretty frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about autism. We were talking about the school bus driver who had kicked a special needs kid off the bus because she was taking too long to get off the bus and she hesitated. But now we have a story in the news saying grandparents may actually relay the autism risk to grandchildren. The risk of autism may actually could possibly skip generations. This international study suggests older fathers are more likely to have grandchildren with autism than younger fathers. They think it's because of these silent mutations that get transmitted to the kids. Now, autism, again, we think it has a genetic component. Sorry, I need to have a little lemonade. No, it's not a solvent. It's just some lemonade. Autism, we believe, is genetic. Okay, we don't think it comes from vaccines. We don't think it comes from any medications. But some people are suggesting that maybe there's an environmental trigger that could cause that gene to be expressed. And so one of the ideas is, is it radiation around? Is it pollution? Is it cell phones? So, they're playing around with these theories. But, what they also need to do is go back to the whole gene issue. If it is genetic and people are inheriting it, who are they inheriting it from? Is it from grandfathers? Is it from grandmothers? What? So anyway, basically in this study, they looked at databases from Sweden, looked at 6,000 people diagnosed with the condition and 30,000 people that didn't. They looked at their parents' and their grandparents' ages, and they found men who had a daughter when they were 50 or older were 1.79 times more likely to have a grandchild with autism compared to the men who fathered their kids between 20 and 24. Those who had a son when they were over 50 years older, where they were over 50, were 1.6 times more likely for the grandkid to have the autism. So the child that they have when they're older may not be getting autism, but the gene that got passed goes on to the grandchild. So, interesting. This can't happen. Remember, girls are XX with the chromosomes. Boys are XY. I was just trying to think here. You heard me pause and think. If a man is going to have a daughter, it's because he didn't give the Y chromosome. He gave the X. Not on purpose, but the sperm had an X chromosome as opposed to a Y. Okay? So if a man has a grandson, see, to me, that kind of doesn't make sense, because if he gives birth to a daughter, but the daughter can give that X chromosome that she got from her father to the boy. You see how that, it's confusing. Genetics is cool, but it sounds confusing. Girls are XX, boys are XY. You only have an X and a Y if dad gives you the Y. If dad gave you an X, you're a girl. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. God bless. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be healthy. Talk to you soon.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.